guys aren't waiting for Pastor Randy or myself to take the pulpit today. I know you've come for something much greater.
Listen, we always preach that when you come through these doors, you need to be expecting something every time we come through these doors, because God wants to give us something every single time. So and I've never said this before, but it came to my thoughts, and that's scary. Our special speaker today, Brother Lloyd Bustard, I think that we could look at him as a Christmas tree. So just picture him as a small Christmas tree, not because at Christmas time, when we wake up in the morning, we expect to receive a gift that's under that Christmas tree, right? And that just hit me. So I don't know if anybody's ever said that about you. You know, think of Brother Lloyd as a Christmas tree. But you know what? He is here to pour out. Pour out. He's prayed, fasted, believed for us, believed for this church. And so, hallelujah, I believe that we are going to receive from him what God has today. Amen? Hallelujah. And it's so good to say this, but, you know, he's been Pastor Dosek's friend for many, many years. And as I was taking him back to the airport last year, he shocked me. Because as I was leaving the car, getting out with him, he looked at me and he said, Brother Randy, he said, would you be my friend? And I thought, is there somebody in the back seat or something? You know? And he said, no, I'm serious. I want to be your friend. And I thought, do you know what you're getting yourself into? Be my friend? And you know what? We've been friends and we talk on the telephone. And believe it or not, he's even told me about a couple problems he's had instead of me just talking about you guys all the time. Oh, I'm just joking. I'm just teasing. Hallelujah. We got the best congregation in the world right here. Amen? Amen. So you know what, guys? Help me right now. Welcome the man of faith and power, Brother Lloyd Bustard, as he comes to deliver the word today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Okay, let's give that big Christmas tree a round of applause. What do you say, huh? I just told beautiful Phyllis, I said, this is a really special place. You can't deny it. It hits you. It hits you. It captivates you when you come into a place called Only Believe Ministries. You are some of the most kindest, generous people. And the pupil learns what the teacher teaches. Amen. And from the beginning of time, in Only Believe, this is what you've been taught. Faith. Faith. Love. And it's going on better than ever now at Only Believe, isn't it? It's my privilege to be here. And every time I step behind the pulpit, I count it. I know when I prayed through and I'm ready to get behind the pulpit. There's a breakthrough that happens. You feel you not only feel like you've got a word, but you feel like your spirit is pure to deliver it. Your motive is right. Because that all goes together. You've got to love God's people so you can feed them. Amen? And just to be back here with my good, beautiful friends, starting with Pastor Phyllis, just is my honor. And Pastor Nicole and Randy doing such an awesome job, and the staff and the team, and Pastor Eric, just beautiful. It's just beautiful. Was wondering if I could have a warm bottle of water. That would be so... Oh, there it is. Thank you, sir. We're going to have a great time today and tonight. And you've heard me say this before, the anointing's not taught, it's caught. And what I'm going to talk to you this morning about is, I think it's powerful. And let me open this. Today, when I was invited here, this is your Pentecost week, isn't it? Well, Pentecost is all about the Holy Spirit falling. Amen? And that's what we're going to focus on today and tonight. The Holy Spirit. And as a prophet of God, there is going to be, today and tonight, there's going to be a fresh deposit of the anointing of God upon your life. And you're going to carry it home. You're going to execute it in your job, in your business, your marriage, your neighbors, because something is stirring in the heavenlies even as I speak. I want to talk to you for a few moments. I call this from the natural to the supernatural. All right? And every so often, I think we have to be reminded of the importance. We have to kind of gig ourselves, say, get back in the spirit. You're in the flesh. Anybody have to do that? Oh, we have to do that probably every day. Because there's always, it's a battle out there, and our battle is not against flesh and blood. So I first want to kind of put something out there, and I want you to think about this. Have you ever thought about the incredible fortitude, the power, the creativity, the potential in just your human life, let alone your spiritual life? Do you know that, let's think about it this way, human beings can live and thrive in so many different varieties of elements. We can, right? For instance, millions of people, humans, live in Mecca, where the average temperature there is about 110 degrees. But the same species called human beings, thousands of miles away, way up in the North Pole, they can live and thrive. People live and thrive there too, where the average temperature, or the temperatures can get to 40 and 50 below. People live and survive even in the Anaconda Desert, where it virtually never rains. But go to India, then there's parts of India where it averages 400 to 500 inches of rain a year. So we can live in modern high rises with the latest technology. But at the same time, there's people who live in the forests of New Guinea without any technology at all. We can live underwater, and we can live in outer space. No other species but the human species can live and thrive in such a variety of elements. But here's the thing. It's not because we're the strongest species on the planet, because we're not. We can't run the fastest. We We don't have the warmest coat of fur. We can't go the longest without water. We can't live on so many different varieties of food. But what separates us from being able to not just survive, but thrive in all of these different kinds of elements? What is the differentiator? You know what it is? We have the ability to learn. And if you can learn, you can adjust. And if you can learn, you not only survive, but you thrive. If you raise a man in poverty, you get Abraham Lincoln. You strike a man with infantile paralysis, you get Franklin Roosevelt. Call a man a slow learner, you get Albert Einstein. Helen Keller was deaf and blind, but she graduated with honors. One thing you learn also, you learn that success is not found in your circumstances. Success is found in overcoming your circumstances. I like what Isaiah said in Isaiah 50:4. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. But think about it. The Lord has given us the tongue of the learned. Jesus taught us to learn about him. Learn of me, he said. He also taught us to learn from nature. Learn from the lilies. Learn from the sparrow. Learn. Learn from the universe that God created. When you think about the universe that we live in, I hope you stay with me here because I'm going somewhere in the Holy Ghost. For instance, the earth is a giant magnet. That's what it is. It has a north pole and it has a south pole. Stretchy magnetic field lines leave the surface of the earth at the southern hemisphere. They run around the planet where they interact with the magnetic fields from the sun and the galaxy, and then they re-enter the earth at the North Pole. So think and knowing that the earth is just a big giant magnet. Our magnetic field is generated in the most inner secret reaches of the earth. Right? How is it working? Well, a compass with its magnetic needle is responding to the earth's magnetic field. In the 70s and 80s, scientists made new findings. And here's what they discovered. They discovered that magnetic poles, north and south, are very important for the navigation in almost every species they studied. God has created these species from deers to rats to butterflies to fish in the sea, birds in the air, beasts of the field. Every one of these species have a magnetic navigation system built into them. And these species that God created, this is how they find their food. They're led. This is how they, this is where they find their mate. This is where how they find their breeding spot. It's why the geese fly south in the winter. Every one of these species has what we call a sixth magnetic sense in it. Bees, bumblebees, bees make new hives pointed in the same direction as their parents' hives. I've researched this. This is true. Termite mounds are always built and aligned north to south. Chinook salmon inherit this magnetic map from God that gives them the ability to taste and smell the difference between rivers. It's amazing. Our God did that. Marine turtles can spend decades out in the ocean before returning to the very same beach where their parents laid and hatched their eggs. They return to the very same spot where they were hatched to lay their eggs. Isn't that amazing? Well, the theory is that magnetite acts as a tiny compass that patches magnetic information into the nervous system of all these different species, and that it allows these creatures to read the field lines. Oh, God is so great. He's magnificent. You know that, right? Now, in 1905, there was a scientist, explorer. His name was Bernhard Bruns. And he made the trek by horse to Point Ferron in central France. And he began to hack away, dig down in the earth at ancient terracotta. That's baked earth. After a volcano, maybe, right? And Bernhard Bruns, the scientist, made the incredible discovery. You know what he discovered? He discovered that the earth's poles, north and south, were at least one time on different ends of the planet. The poles were reversed. So when I begin this research and study all this, I just become overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit. I become overwhelmed with scriptures. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I become overwhelmed with these scriptures. I said, I'll lead you. I'll guide you. When you go through the water, it won't overflow you. When you go through the fire, the flame won't kindle upon you. I begin to think, man, there's more to this Holy Spirit than what we're tapping into. Are you hearing me today? There's so much more. Because if God has put this magnetic sixth sense in these species that he created, where they can thrive and survive and be led, you and I are more valuable than them to God. We're created in his image. And 2,000 years ago on the day of Pentecost, that magnetic sixth sense fell upon people in the upper room. It's called the Holy Ghost. And he said that because of the Holy Ghost, you and I will be led into all the truth. When I found out about this discovery that this Bernhard Bruns made, where the poles had been reversed, and now scientists are actually saying they've been reversed more than once, but yet the God's creatures still survive and thrive. Their sixth sense doesn't crash. So I'm saying to you today, no matter what seems to be reversed in your life, you're still on the right track. And you're still going to make it through any test, any storm, any trial that you'll ever encounter. Because God said, I'm not going to leave you, and I'm not going to forsake you, but I'm going to be with you even unto the end. The parallel here that I'm talking about is absolutely amazing. Even when the poles are reversed, these creatures still can read and navigate through the terrain to survive. Nothing in the universe is working against us. Did you hear that? Nothing. Now, when you think about the universe that God created, one of the first things I think of is stars, sun, and moon, and galaxies, and all that. But it all sums up to energy, right? Because that's what the universe is. It's the energy of God. The energy of the universe is very restless in its activity. There's just all kinds of energetic, magnetic, radioactive vibrations that are constantly moving back and forth at the most incredible high rates of speed. Scientists say that the energy of the universe, when they teach about it, they describe it as the vast sea that encompasses and encloses in and protects every object that God created: stars, solar system, nebula, and the planet Earth, and controlling and penetrating from the largest to the smallest things in the universe. These currents of energy, they're racing in all directions through the universe. They're crossing each other. They're crisscrossing each other. But yet the amazing thing is, everything is kept in perfect balance. The stars keep their courses. The fiery sun and a family of satellites harmonious with one another. Even the planet Earth. Earth knows its times and its seasons. And this planet Earth is steadily pursuing the orbit that it has been laid out for it and that it has been placed in. Literally, according to scientific definition, the whole universe, with every object in it, from the least to the greatest, throughout all these bewildering dimensions that I spoke to, all this crisscrossing currents and energy fields, throughout all of these different dimensions, science will tell you it's held together in the hollow of one's hand. I I use the word energy. But if you talk to God, he'd call it glory. His glory covers the earth. He calls his energy glory. So the stuff that we call energy, he calls glory. Now here's the thing about it. It's indefinable. It's unseen. It's intangible except in its effect. It has no body like other materials do, but yet it fills all space. And without this power, without this glory, nothing was made that was made. Well, Brother Lloyd, what does that have to do with me? Well, I'll tell you something. He said if you walk in the flesh, you're going to fulfill the lusts of the flesh, the desires of the flesh. But if you walk in the Spirit, you're going to be led by the Spirit. You're going to experience not just survival, but thrive. You're going to experience blessings. And even when the enemy comes in like a roaring flood, the Spirit of God is going to raise up a standard against it. You're going to realize if God is for you, then what or who can be against you? God has given us a sixth sense. He's called the Holy Spirit. Even before the Holy Spirit fell on the day of Pentecost, there were people in the Bible, even in the Old Testament, that almost like they get lifted out of themselves. And they begin to, that sixth sense of smelling the fragrance of the beauty of the Lord. I smell it. They saw in the Spirit. They smelled in the Spirit. They walked in the Spirit. They worshiped in the Spirit. They heard from the spirit realm. Well, what is our problem? I can tell you something. It's one or two problems. Either we have the Holy Spirit, but we've been going through the motions and our senses have become dull. When you're born again, you become a new creature in Christ. You become a new creature in Christ. We always say we don't walk the way we used to walk. We don't talk the way we used to talk. We don't act the way. Absolutely. Because we've been endued with the Holy Spirit power. We have the ability to see the unseen. Is anybody hearing me this morning? We have the ability to hear what natural ears can't hear. We have the ability to touch what our hands can't feel. We live in the Spirit. And when you live in the Spirit, things begin to make sense. What the enemy means for evil, God means for good. When you live in the Spirit, when you're born again, you start living what I call, if you'll pardon the expression, you start living in the electromagnetic realm of the Holy Spirit. You sense things. You pick up things. Things that your natural mind doesn't understand. Oh my God, there's a flood of anointing coming here today. And it's no more opportune time to realize and get this word today than the day we're living in. Because we are living in the greatest technological era of the history of this universe. Just think about what you've learned and experienced in the last 20 years. How much has your life changed? Made things easier for you. Now we're living in the age of artificial intelligence. But that artificial intelligence does not compare to the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit. Because we're not talking about artificial intelligence. We're talking about the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. You and I have received the mind of Christ. Artificial intelligence is just a bunch of heads that came together and thought of words and sentences and situations, and they just coded it and put it into a system. It's artificial. It's not real intelligence. But we live in an era now. Think about it. Let's think of the word sensor. Everybody say sensor. Car sensors. They sense when you need a coffee now. I'd be a coffeeholic if I responded every time that thing tells me a coffee break. They sense when you're getting too close to the white line. They sense when you're getting too close to the car ahead of you. They sense when there's a bear going to be hiding around the next corner. Everything is sensed for you. Everything. You got car sensors. You got house sensors. Window sensors. Just think of all that. You can look at your house right now. You can see it inside and out. All these sensors have enhanced our living. And it's just taken a lot of load off of our shoulders, hasn't it? It does a lot of work for us. How do sensors work? Well, they respond. Everybody say they respond. Surely the Lord was in this place, Jacob said, but I couldn't sense it. I didn't respond. So not sensing it and not even responding was like, and I knew it not. These sensors, how they work, they respond. To what? They respond to heat. They respond to sound. They respond to light. They respond to electromagnetic fields. What a beautiful parallel. Think about that. Translate that over to the spiritual. Sound, heat, light, pressure. That sounds like the Holy Ghost leading me. That sounds like the Holy Ghost winning battles for me. Oh, my Lord. That sounds like the Holy Ghost all through and through. The Holy Spirit in you changes you in the most dumbfounding way. But the problem is, we don't think of him enough. We got sensors, but we're still working manually. We got sensors of the Holy Spirit that senses, picks up things. Here's a battle coming. But we go right back into the manual. Oh, I can fix this problem. We're still working on things on our own ingenuity and our own little bit of strength and ability that if we would step back and just say, oh, it's not my battle. It's God's battle. Oh, my Lord. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Heat. That's a sensor. Heat. They build sensors that respond to heat. If you don't turn the vent on above your stove so many times, there goes the buzzer. The alarm goes off. Why? Because it sensed heat. When the heat is on, you feel like you're going through a fiery furnace. If you would just step back and not panic, not throw in the towel, just step back and say, oh, the Holy Spirit would sense and remind you that there's a fourth man in the fire, in the heat with you. You're not alone. Light. Light. It senses light. In the darkest of days, in the darkest of nights, in the darkest of temptation, in the darkest of the battle, if you would just step back and just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. You don't have to jump up and down. Just stand back. Oh, it's time for me to be still and know that he is God. That Holy Spirit would rise up in you and it would sense the light and the darkness. And it would remind you, oh, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Some of you, you've been hearing the sound. You've been hearing the sound of the devil's lies. Come on. The sound of the devil's lies. You're going to die. You live in fear. You live in anxiety. With all due respect, you don't have to go to the doctor every time you get a toe ache. It's because you don't allow the Holy Spirit to sense and give you the peace that everything is all right. Oh, you're preaching good, Lloyd. Sound. When you're hearing the shouting lies from the devil, the mocking of the enemy against you saying, you're going to die. You're going to starve to death. You're going to go bankrupt. You're going to lose your job. Anybody hear me today? Oh, you've never heard that before. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place. It's like Elijah went to Ahab because there was a famine. But here was a man that had the sixth sense. He told Ahab, he said, get up, eat, and drink. Well, why? I sense a sound. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. Elijah goes up to Mount Carmel. He bows to God. Anoint me, God. I'm sensing something. I'm sensing something. Oh, my Lord. I love it being around people that are so filled with the Holy Ghost. that aren't sensing the devil, but they're sensing angels. I love being around people that sensing the beauty of the Lord, sensing the love of God, the presence of God. We sense more things in the flesh than we do in the spirit. He bowed. Then he looks at his servant. He said, go look towards the sea. Why? Because I'm sensing something. And the servant went and looked and came back and said, there's nothing. Go again. Well, you're wasting. No, I'm sensing something. He goes again. There's nothing. Go again. I'm sensing something in the spirit realm. Something's about to break in the heavens. This famine, this dry spell is about to end. How do you know? Because I'm sensing it. I feel it. I sense it. It's almost like I can hear the sound of the thunder and the lightning, the rain falling from heaven. Don't give up. Go. Third time, nothing. Fourth time, nothing. Sixth time, nothing. Go the seventh time. I'm telling you, we're closer than we've ever been for that breakthrough. I'm sensing it. Thank God for people that sense things in the spirit. On the seventh time, he looked, came back and said, there's something up there. Your sensory perception was right. What is it? It's the cloud the size of a man's hand. Wow. What are you sensing today? Sometimes you just have to close your eyes and see things in the spirit. Sometimes you have to cover your natural ears so you can hear a sound of rain that's about to descend upon you. Saul, he did a bad thing. Old Testament Saul, he was a warrior. But guess what he did? He consulted a medium. When the Philistines were coming to attack, he consulted a medium. It makes it hard to hear from God, and it makes it hard to be led by the Holy Spirit when you put more confidence in the headlines and the news, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and all the social media negativity out there. It makes it hard to hear from God when you're not listening to God, but you're listening to the world. Doesn't this make sense to you today? That's why you need to open up your spiritual ears and open up your heart this morning so you can get filled up and get your sensory perception of the Lord sharpened. People, the Bible says people's hearts are failing them for fear. They're failing for fear. They're dying for fear. Fear is killing people. They're quitting church because they're fearful. They quit tithing because their hearts are failing them for fear. You're not in the spirit. When you're not living in the spirit, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be the worst time of your life. It's going to be the worst time of your life. And if you're not born again, it would be better for you not to have been born. You're not going to make it in this world without the Holy Spirit. Let me say it again. I don't care how talented you are, how wealthy you are, what degrees you got from the college, how great your personality is. You are no match for the God of this world. He's too smart for you. He's got tricks up his sleeve that you've never even thought would ever, ever come your way. You better wake up in the name of Jesus and get filled with the Holy Spirit, or your heart will fail you for fear. Christians are losing their peace. They're losing their joy. They're losing their faithfulness. They're losing their marriage. Why? Well, because the media has become your medium. That's your Witch of Endor. Well, did you hear on the news last night? Yeah, everything. Looks like we're going to lose Social Security. I mean, our hearts are failing for fear. Sometimes you feel like you're... See, this is another sensory perception, to sense the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're just being led around in circles. And you are. Well, why? Because there's more walls that have to come down. There's more walls around your mind, in your mind, that have to come down. The Bible says, Paul taught, he said, God has put the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the church. He put them there. Elisha's servant looked and saw the enemy, and he panicked for fear. And Elisha prayed, Lord, touch him right now. Take the scales off of his eyes so he can sense, see, understand that there's more for us than they are against us. Isaiah 43:1-2. But now says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor shall the flame kindle upon you. Oh, my Lord. I'm asking God to baptize every one of us this morning anew, afresh, with the Holy Ghost. How many's for that today? This may be your first time here. Get saved today. I'm telling you, when you look at it in the natural, you're going to be defeated. I said, Brother Lloyd, you have issues, problems? Sometimes I feel like Job sometimes. And I'm not pitying myself. God knows that. But when God called me to be a prophet, I responded. And sometimes I feel like there's more power that flows through me than there are for me. Seven weeks ago, in 1 week, I saw a spectrum of life take place in my life. It was like, wow, I didn't see that coming. If they come to the music, I'd appreciate that. I didn't see that coming. But 7 weeks ago, my wife and I planted a great church in Charlotte. I think I've shared that with you before. Thriving church, turned it over to our spiritual son. And that church is going through the worst time because the pastor went rogue and just craziness, okay? So my wife and I, for the last few months, have been living right outside of Charlotte in about a 600 square foot apartment, one bedroom. And we're trying to salvage something there. We got a court date to get the property back. If the judge goes by the law, we'll get it back. But nowadays, a lot of judges don't even go by the law. But 7 weeks ago, we had two vehicles. Had a Explorer and a Ford Edge. And we were just like, I don't know, it was one of those weeks. And we drove back from Mobile back to our little apartment. And we don't have any garages where we can park to. All our vehicles are out there in the open air parking lot. And what happened was we just parked. And I took the first suitcase in the apartment. We no longer got in the apartment, listen to this, until what we heard against the windows, it sounded like bullets flying at our windows. And we looked out, and there was hail. Hail. I couldn't believe my eyes. I've been in hailstorms, but this was outrageous. I thought our windows in that apartment was going to bust. It was so hard. The wind sounded like a hurricane. It only lasted maybe 6-7 minutes. I said, well, we got to go down and look. People were coming out of the apartment. We walked out in the parking lot to our vehicles. I couldn't believe my eyes. Could not believe my eyes. I looked on the ground and I picked up hailstones that was bigger than tennis balls. The news reported on it and they showed hailstones that were as big as softball. I said, this is crazy. I looked at our little Ford Edge. Couldn't believe my eyes, folks. Couldn't believe my eyes. All I saw was hundreds and hundreds, literally hundreds of dents. 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 I'm talking about dents, folks. Like a baseball bat was took to it. The hood. The roof. The wind was clocked at 80 miles an hour, coming fast sideways at it. Oh my God. I thought, wow. I said, let's go look at the Explorer. We just got the Explorer. The Explorer was worse than, well, no, it wasn't. It was as bad as the Edge. I just couldn't believe it. The Edge was totaled. Totaled. The Ford Explorer was 6 weeks. I just got it out of the shop. And I sensed in the Holy Ghost. That's a storm. Comes up on you so quick. Unexpectedly. And everything can be gone. You see, a sensor converts and responds to stimuli, right? Such as light, heat, sound, motion, electrical signals. And these signals are passed through an interface that converts them into a binary code and passes this on into a computer where it is read and processed and stored in the cloud. What more of a parallel do we need? My Lord, in the cloud. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Even the Israelites, when they was going through the wilderness, they were led by a fire by day and a cloud by night. That same week, I was invited to be a part of a congressional prayer breakfast. And that's the one thing I've learned. I've learned not to panic. I've learned not to focus on my problem. I've learned, you know, I really have, because I, like you, have been through many storms. We've all been there. And guess what? We're going to go through more. But I'm getting stronger. Why? Well, because I'm being more sensitive now. I sense it better. And I understand that my battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So I don't panic. And I'm learning more to walk in the Spirit and pick up things in the Spirit. I had a rough night last night in my room. Just wrestled with God. I didn't sleep. Wrestled. 4 o'clock this morning, I got a very, very sad phone call that in the natural would break your heart, because it was a family member of mine. So you just sense things. And if you learn to be more conscious, aware of God at all times, on your job, in your school, just be more aware. You're going to find His presence is not just there because He's omnipresent. You're going to find and understand that His presence is there because it's there to help you. He's there to lead you. My wife and I have just, we've gone through some battles. But we're together 41 years and we're one. But no matter how great things are, you're going to face storms, right? So we went through that hailstorm. And that same week, I went to a congressional prayer breakfast. Asked me to take part in it. I was honored. And oh man, what an experience. Do you know what they asked me to do? They said, before it starts, Pastor Phyllis, they said, there's going to be 4 to 5, 6 congressmen there, women, congresswomen. And the total crowd was about 500. And it was millionaires and billionaires, most of them were conservative Christians. And they asked me to feel free to prophesy over them. This was before the breakfast, actually. We met in this large room. And they said, feel free. We know who you are. Just feel free to prophesy. I recognize a couple. I won't say their name, but they're up in Congress. And I just felt this boldness upon me, and this love for these people. I just wanted to help them speak the word. And I went to them, just begin to prophesy. Sensed in the spirit. And I watched 2 congressional ladies stand there and cry in the presence of God. How did you know that? I don't know it, but I've got a sixth sense, endued with the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. Then I sat with the former CEO of Boeing. Him and I sat together at the table. just begin to prophesy and minister to him. He sat there and said, wow, how did you know that? It's the Holy Spirit. You're going to be filled with it. We must now, at this moment, take our rightful place in God's kingdom. Can I hear an amen? We must now. We've got to get out of the motions and the mechanics. There's something special at Only Believe. And I mean that. There's something so beautiful. There's such unity here. Think about what you're doing. Pastor Randy picked me up yesterday. He said, we're going to Africa next Sunday. You're going to India or Pakistan. And it's like, when I look at Pastor Eric, when I look at him, all I see is stretchy magnetic field lines leaving the surface of the earth at the southern, going around the planet, entering back in. I want you to stand with me. Oh, Jesus. I am obsessed with the glory of God. That's the word that came in my spirit yesterday. Obsessed with God's presence. First of all, number one, if you're not saved today, I want to lead you to Christ. I want to lead you to Christ at this moment. So how do I do it? I'm going to tell you how. I want to lead you to Christ. If you're a backslider, I want to bring you back to Christ. But I'm going to ask everybody right now, because we've got today and tonight. Tonight there's going to be a release of the Holy Spirit part two. You're going to learn some things about the Holy Spirit tonight. That's what the Lord told me to do. Focus on the Holy Spirit. Release the gifts of the Spirit. Release people's anointing. Release them in their sensory perceptions of the Holy Spirit. I want to invite every person in this building from the front to the back. I want to invite you down here with me right now. Would you come right now? This is just, you know, this is how I minister. This is just how I minister. I'm not going to be long this morning. We got to come back at 6 o'clock, 6:30. When that hailstorm came, I went to God. I said, God, you must be trying to tell me something. He said, yes, Lord. I am trying to tell you something. Don't put your confidence in materialism. Don't put your confidence in the things of this world. They can be gone. And he reminded me, he said, only what's done for God is going to last. And it seemed like when that happened, it seemed like I was just born again all over again. I just rededicated my life to God. I rededicated my calling back to him. Just made a new commitment. God, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. Whatever it is. want you just to lift your hands and just begin to worship here right now. I want everybody to be baptized in the Holy Ghost today. If you're not saved, say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Save me today. If you'll get saved, your marriage will be saved. It's a complete plan of salvation, not just for your soul. It's healing for your body. It's healing in your finances. It's healing in your mind. First sign of the whole baptism of the Holy Spirit was that they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. It makes perfect sense to me now, brother. I ministered to you before, didn't I? It makes perfect sense to me. I get it. The importance of speaking in tongues, the baptism, it makes perfect sense because the power of life and death is in the tongue. Power of blessing and cursing is in the tongue. It makes perfect sense because James said that the tongue is a member that can never be tamed. But God said, I'm going to tame it. I'm going to tame it. It makes perfect sense. So I want you to receive a brand new baptism today with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. It's a gift. It's a gift. You can get it right where you are. That's what we're focusing on today and tonight. Everybody say in Christ. Say it again. In Christ. Everything is in Christ. Everything is in Christ. Everything. I asked God to give not just a preaching word that I spoke, but I said, Lord, is there a prophetic word? Because I knew I wouldn't have time to just to pray for this and pray that. He said, yes. He said, tell them. After I baptize them with a fresh baptism today, you're going to be so sensitive in the next 3 weeks. I know when God speaks, folks. I know when God, I've been doing this a long time. I'm very sensitive to the voice of God and the prophetic utterance of God. I know when God's about to speak. And here's what he told me. He said, after they get baptized in the Holy Spirit, today, he said, in the next 3 weeks, he said, they are going to experience my Spirit leading them in ways they've never even thought of, number one. And then he said, they're going to see signs of restoration, just signs. They're just going to be looking signs. Because you know what signs represent? Signs represents directions to places you've never been. If you've been there, you don't need a sign. But you're going to start seeing signs. I am too. Begin to wait on God. Begin to worship God. Sing that. Let's just go in the Spirit here. Now I'm asking you right now to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Lift your hands. You're saved. You're delivered. But I'm speaking in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will come upon you right now. That you will begin to speak with other tongues as the Holy Spirit gives you the utterance. Don't worry what it sounds like. Just open up your mouth and speak that heavenly language out right now. That's right. That's right. Young person, mom and dad, just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Because while you're praying in the Holy Ghost, God is anointing afresh anew your spiritual ears, your spiritual eyes, your spiritual touch, your spiritual sight. All comments. That's it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. That's it. Now God's healing heart conditions right now. God's healing cancers right now. Right now as we're praying, I see the miracles taking place. I see your marriage is being healed. I see. Thank you, Jesus. No divorces. I see it in the name of Jesus. Come on, see that cloud. See that cloud. Pray in the Holy Spirit. That's right. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. See that financial mountain removed in the name of Jesus. See it. See it. See your family saved. See your children, your grandchildren filled with the Holy Spirit. Now prophesy over. That's right. Come on. Press right through. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's right. That's beautiful. That's it. All over, from the front to the back, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. That's your prayer language that God has given you today. You're being endued with power from on high. Just receive it. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. God's speaking. Tell him, I'm with you, only believe. I hear the Lord just coming down upon you right now. And he's singing over you. He's prophesying over you right now. Come on, only believe. You haven't scratched the surface to the things that God is going to do through you and for you. That's right. That's right. That's it. Let the Holy Spirit, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. That's what's happening today and tonight. Yes, Jesus. You're feeling more. You're feeling more free right now. You're feeling more free right now. Just let the Holy Spirit have his liberty. He's touching every sensory perception, sight, sound, taste, smell, touch. He's touching all your sensory perception areas where you're going to flow in the Spirit. Hear from God. Hear the voice of God. Be directed and led by the Spirit of God. No matter what storms you face, you're victorious. Even if the poles get reversed and you feel like you're upside down, you're still going to make it through that situation. Wow. Now, I don't know, in the spirit that I'm in right now, the Holy Spirit, I just keep seeing visions and I'm just waiting on God. But I just keep seeing a vision and it's like signs and wonders. And I just see over your head, I just look and I'm seeing in the spirit right now, these signs shall follow them that believe. Signs. Everybody say signs. I can't tell you how many times I've asked God to give me a sign. Just a sign. Just a sign. To let me know I'm going to make it. To let me know everything's going to be all right. To let me know I'm on the right track. Just give me a sign. Anybody got a sign business here today? I don't know why I'm asking that, but I'm asking. Anybody in a sign business? Wave to me. You're anointed of God. What's your names? Jeremy? Take that guitar strap off, come down here and stand. Because God picked you out of 600 people here or more. Sometimes God will just give one specific word like this, and it's like he just floods you and says, this is what I've been trying to tell you today through this little Christmas tree preacher. Huh? Are you going to get it? No, are you going to get it? Are you going to run with it? Are you going to believe it? I want you to think about what you would like to see God do in the next 3 weeks. Just in the next 3 weeks. I know what I want God to do. I've already got some things. But just in the next 3 weeks. And don't hold back. Don't be bashful about it. Say, no, this is what I'm believing. You know, this is the way the Lord uses me, and it's just a step of faith. It's just a step of faith. Because okay, step down there, my friend. Is this your wife? Oh, you're a beautiful couple. Lift your hand. The Lord said, you're a sign to everybody. You're a sign. He's chosen you today, okay? He has chosen you prophetically to be a sign. You're standing in for everybody. Okay? And that represents what you are standing in for today. Oh, there's so many signs. You in a sign business? You are? Say yes. Yeah. Just sense. See it? How do you hear from God? I just sense. And that's why I'm going to be releasing and teaching you tonight, too. But you got to know more about the Holy Spirit. And that's why you got to be here at 6:30. It's only one day. The prophet's in the house. Come on, build the room. Let me in. They confirm, they don't confuse. Has anybody been praying for things? Asking for things. Come on, wave your right hand. Believing for things. Anybody? What's your name?
Jeremy.
Lori.
How long you been married? Beautiful. Good thing I didn't ask you. You just figured it out? I guess you should have been a comedian too, right? Right? Huh? Yes, Lord, I see that. Holy Spirit said, tell you, get ready, because above your head there's a cloud the size of a man's hand, and we all need it to rain on us. Every one of us, we need it to rain on us. I need it desperately to rain. I need it to rain on our ministry. I need it to rain on our children, my grandchildren. I need it to rain on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I need it to rain, and you do too. Everything I need is in Jesus. It's in Christ. You're stepping in. You're standing in for financial blessings to come to people. Heart conditions, diabetes, all these things are going to just begin to flow out of you through people that are in here today. Father, I thank you for giving us the signs. I thank you for this couple that you've just picked out. The Lord just keeps me saying, look at them and say, in Christ. In Christ. It's in Christ, God says. Whatever you got is in Christ. It's all dedicated. Blessed. And you're going to be rivers and channels of blessings. And the Lord says, I'm speaking to this audience right now. Hear the word of the Lord. Because you're not going to find it in any other source. You're not going to find it in any other source. That's why you come here. That's why you're so blessed with the leadership of this beautiful church. And I mean that with all my heart. But I just hear just signs, signs, signs. And it's just in Christ. In Christ. Why are you smiling?
I see signs. Letter I, letter C, signs. And it's always been assumed it was in Christ. Signs.
We just need to, come on, we just need to reverence this word. Go ahead and just begin to worship. I'm dumbfounded right now. I was wondering if I was going to be able to prophesy. Everything has been a perfect parallel today. Phyllis, everything has been the perfect parallel. Just, and it's so humbling. I wish you just let down the walls of your heart today. I wish you just let the walls down. Some of us just need to cry. We just need it. You just need to let the walls down. I don't need to prophesy anymore to you. You've got the word. Everything's going to be all right. Look up. Listen. Can you hear it? It's the sound, Jeremy, of an abundance of rain. Lift your hands. I release the glory to go through this audience right now. Receive it right now. The signs will follow them that believe. Signs that everything is all right. The signs, I'm with you. When you go through the waters, you're not going to be drowned. When you go through the fire, you're not going to be burned. I'm with you. The sound, the sight, I see it. There's more for us than they are against us. I can touch it. I can touch. I touch the hem of his garment. I can touch it. I touched it in the spirit. I touched him today. We touched him. We touched him. Hey, I need this as much as you do. But I'm just living in my gift right now. I'm victorious in my gift. had a special announcement I was going to give today. I guess I can still give it. But I was just so looking forward to telling you, because I remember when I prophesied over Pastor Pete for the first time in ORU up at the Mabee Center in Tulsa. I didn't know Pastor Pete from Adam. Well, I'll never forget, because I think you showed me the videos. That precious man being called out. And when I just saw him, I just saw such a great man of God. I prophesied about him going to the four corners of the earth, I believe. It was right around that time, I think, that he really launched out, didn't he? So this is special to me. It's so special. I told you I'm obsessed with loving Jesus, serving him. Number one, that's it. That's number one. That's above everything. But Eric's been a great influence on me about expanding my vision. I love Pastor Eric. And I was going to tell you that we're getting things in place now. My wife and I, we got our podcast studio just about completed. We've actually got a brand new shell of our website up, and we did teachings before, but they were censorshipped, yeah, by YouTube and all that. And so that's why I learned from Eric the importance of having your own website, because God gave me revelations on prayer, on relationships, and my podcast will be starting very soon. And I hope you'll join and follow. Just be a part of it. The whole theme is what the Lord spoke to me and said, remember your future. Keep your eyes on the prize. Remember your future. And you just go to LloydBustardRYF.com. Remember your future, RYF. Or I got a QR code that they don't have it. But sign up, and everybody who signs up, I've recorded a brand new song. I'm going back up to my brother-in-law's studio to put the background vocals on it. And God's blessed me. There's a group called the McCrary Sisters. Anybody heard of the McCrary Sisters? African-American sisters that could save and baptize in the Holy Ghost. They used to sing backup for Bob Dylan. And they have the most soulful, dynamic sound. Incomparable. And they're joining me in July to sing with me on this. And I tell you what I want to do. Everybody just goes and signs up at LloydBustardRYF.com. I'm not asking for your money. I'm not going to do that. That's just it. But I'm just going to be teaching soul winning, teaching how to be a better saint in the church. For everybody who just signs up today or tonight or this week from this church, I'm only doing it from this church. When this song's done, I'm going to email it to you free. And you just remember what I said this morning. It's called It's All Good. And you're going to get that. That's LloydBustardRYF.com. Or that maybe they can put a QR code tonight. Pastor Nicole, lift your hands. I prophesy the word of the Lord to you right now. Spirit of the Lord says you love flowers and you love flowers and you love flowers. I hope I'm right, but that's because if it's not, that's not the spirit of the Lord. Yeah. And the Lord said, stay in the garden because that's what you're building here. You're building a Garden of Eden. Stay. Don't change. Stay. Stay right on track. Stay right in your anointing. Your anointing. Because the Lord, this is what He has assigned you to do. He has assigned. And it will be so beautiful. Because the Lord's already... You're going to witness people on their way to divorce court coming here. And the Spirit of the Lord says they'll show you the divorce papers. Spirit of the Lord says they'll show you the separation papers. And the Spirit of the Lord says, no, they will be torn up. They will be torn up. And that is what is God has put in your heart. Every seat will be filled. Every seat will be filled because this is a Garden of Eden that God is building. And it was the original plan, Nicole, for the Garden of Eden was love. That was God's plan. Two being one. That was God's plan. It wasn't disobedience. And the Spirit of the Lord says that even in the next, on the 90th day, even in the next 3 months, you're gonna just feel yourself elevating the sensory perception of the Lord and everything. The Lord says just many times you'll come here and you'll open up your mouth and God will fill it. That's the other experience that you're going to experience. Just like a prophetic word that God told Moses, open up your mouth and I'm going to fill it. I'm going to fill it. You're equipped for the service. You and your husband are equipped to lead. You've got the staff. You've got the team. This church is going to be filled to capacity. Your sons, your daughters, your neighbors, your grandchildren. And they're going to come from 50 to 60 miles away. They're coming, but you just stay in the garden. Stay in the garden. Stay loving the flowers. Stay looking at the beauty. Sensing the fragrance. That's your anointing, saith God. Come on, give God praise. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? I got to quit. If you want to receive my offering, you can do that or do it tonight. But just please go sign up. I want to help you. When I talked to Pastor Pete, I told him how much I loved him and his family. And I told him, I'm available anytime. I love you.
Thank you, Mr. Pastor. Church, I don't know that some of you heard what happened over here, but the name of Jeremy's sign company is IC Signs. And Mr. Bustard kept asking us to say, in Christ, in Christ. I literally wrote it down and circled the I and the C and showed my husband and went, he just named his business. It's a sign to you and I that everything that Mr. Bustard spoke into this church today and into our houses and into our homes and over our children and over our marriages, it's a sign that it's there. If you'll just receive it, take it by faith, only believe what he said and it'll be ours. Amen? Amen. I just didn't know that all of you heard that. I see signs. Woo! If you need a sign, go to I see signs too. It's great advertisement. Anyways. Jeremy and Lori's little ploy there. We want to be sure that we honor the prophet in the house this morning. And you know, he said that, will you make room for the prophet? That's a story in the Bible, for those of you that don't know, where there was a lady and her husband were well off and they had space and they had money. And every time the prophet would walk through, he would need a place to stay and to eat. And they said, why don't we just prepare a room for him always so that when he comes through, he can have a place to stay. But in the meantime, she also received a blessing. Will you make room for the prophet today? And if he touched your heart, I ask that you would give him a seed today that he and his wife could go build their ministry and build what God's doing, because I just believe in Brother Lloyd's work and the word of the Lord that's on his life. He imparted into our pastor before us, and now he's imparting into the generation now. So if you would, let's pray over that tithe and offering. Then we're going to bring out the buckets a second time, and we're going to give him a love offering. Father, we just come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the word of the Lord that came forth from Mr. Bustard. And Lord, we receive that by faith. But Father, often we receive in our spirits, but God, we put a seed in the ground, a financial, into his life and into his ministry, knowing that that anointing, Father God, that's on him, Father, the things that he spoke over this house, the things he spoke over our house and our homes and our families, Father, we receive it. But we stamp it with a gift today, Father. A gift, Father, a seed saying that by faith we believe we received when he spoke, that that's our word for our house and our home. And Father, we just thank you that you said if we would give, it shall be given, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, would men and women give unto our bosom. Now, Father, we sow this seed into another man's ministry, knowing that in return you will bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.